The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Let me tell you what. The Packers organization is high-fiving themselves today.
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
It's like What About Bob when they're trying to pass Bob on from psychologist to psychologist. They're like, free. They're happy up there.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I was drafted by Green Bay. I love that city. Love that organization.
For me, it's time to move on. Do I wish him well in New York? No. I hope he falls flat on his face. And I think a lot of people are with me.
Always going to have love for that organization. But the facts are right now, they want to move on.
Oh my God, it's right there. See it.
And now, so do I.
Now, the face of the franchise is Goody. It's yours. Here you go.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
To quote one of my favorite characters from Almost Famous, the lovely Penny Lane, it's all happening. Ashton, we heard from the future Hall of Fame quarterback Aaron Rodgers yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show. What did he have to say?
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
So we have a packed show this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and we want to waste no time. Let's go out to who I imagine is the happiest man in the history of the world this morning, Mike Greenberg from ESPN's Get Up, Mike Greenberg from ESPN Radio's Greeny. Greeny, we are so thrilled to be chatting with you this morning because I imagine we have been watching the emotional roller coaster that you have been on for the last few weeks. So I can only imagine your excitement this morning at the news that Aaron Rodgers wants to play in New York, and it looks like it will be an inevitability once these two sides figure out the compensation.
Yeah, hi, Jen. Long time no see. Here's what I would tell you, that those words that you just played of him speaking, I would place that moment when I heard Aaron Rodgers say that in the annals of my life, slightly behind the birth of one of my children and slightly ahead of the other. I would say it was roughly that would be the level of excitement that I felt.
So he's like the middle child now. Okay, good to know, Greeny. So you're more excited for Aaron than you were for Brett 15 years ago.
Yeah, I think so. And part of that is probably the recency of it. I've been talking to a lot of people. It's a good question because I've been talking to a lot of my fellow Jet fans, and that feels like so long ago. I can't even really reach out and touch how it felt. It happened in August. It seemed very surreal. If you'll recall, it came kind of out of nowhere. There weren't these weeks, maybe even month-long build-up toward it. And then if those who remember it well, it started somewhat slowly with Favre in New York, but he actually played great. Until he got hurt, he was playing great, and the Jets looked really good. I think that team had a chance to make a deep playoff run until he got hurt. This team has more talent than that team did. And I think, and I could be wrong, of course, but I think Rodgers at this moment has more left than Favre had then. So I'm very optimistic. And am I more excited? Yes. Although I'm not 100% sure that if you had asked me then, I wouldn't have told you that was the best moment of my life.
Mike Greenberg joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning as we react to the announcement yesterday from Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show that he does indeed want to play this season and play for the New York Jets. Greeny, how confident are you that this is actually going to happen? Because obviously after the announcement was made, a lot of people were detailing, including our Adam Schefter, the potential roadblocks to this being an immediate transition, an immediate trade. So is there any part of you that feels that this could get jammed up for an extended period of time?
Well, there is always the part of me that assumes whatever the worst possible thing that could happen will happen. But even having said that, I find it almost inconceivable at this point that it will not happen. I think it's just a question of how long it takes. And here's one of the questions we're going to deal with on the air today. Look, when Peyton Manning wanted to move on after the Colts drafted Andrew Luck, the Colts did the right thing by him. They released him. When the Jets traded for Brett Favre, they gave Chad Pennington his outright release, which they absolutely didn't have to do. And candidly, it came back to bite them in the behind. People may remember that he won Comeback Player of the Year that year for the Dolphins and won the division, knocking the Jets out of the playoffs on the last day of the season. So the question of how does a franchise do right by its star at the very end is one that we'll deal with today. Do they, quote unquote, owe it to him to sort of give him what he wants here and let him go somewhat easily? I don't mean to say they should release him and not get anything for him, but not hold this thing up because it's what he wants. And, of course, the counter arguments to that are obvious. One of them is their job is to do whatever is in the best interest of the Packers, and I would assume no one could criticize them for doing that. The other side of it is, look, Rodgers has been a complete pain in their behind for the last multiple off seasons in a row. He has made their lives difficult, and now it would be hard to blame them for wanting to do the same to him. But I do think there is at least some pressure on them to let the deal go through. And then there is an enormous amount of pressure at this point on the Jets to make this deal. So I find it hard to imagine that at some point here within the, I could see it stretching out a few weeks. I guess it's not inconceivable that it could stretch out till we get close to the draft, which is, what is that at this point, about 6 weeks away? I hope it doesn't take that long. If it, God help us, should get past the draft, then I think we're looking at June. Because once we get to there, then there's no reason for the Packers not to wait until June 2nd when it would save them a bunch of cap money. So I don't think there's any question that it will happen, but I think that there is a lot of question as to when.
The most famous Jets fan, Mike Greenberg, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Jewy, 94.5 ESPN. And you just mentioned the words there, Greeny. He's been a pain in the behind for the last multiple off seasons. Does that concern you at all as a Jets fan, that pain could be coming with him to New York?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think you'd have to be crazy not to be worried about it. Look, here's what I've been saying, both on and off the air about this, is everything you do in life, and in this case, let's talk about in sports, comes with some level of risk. And the level of risk you have with Rodgers, or the risks you have, are twofold. One is that last year was not an aberration, but was actually the sign of the beginning of a real decline, which I'm sincerely hoping is not the case. The second is that he is obviously a difficult person. I don't know him personally at all. I did one event with him one time. He was very nice. I had a good time, but I don't know him at all. But it is obvious, watching from the outside, that he's not an easy person to deal with. That can go any number of different ways, and you just have to root for the best. So those are the risks that you're taking. The reward here, the upside, though, potentially, is that you get this extraordinary player on a team that is an extraordinary quarterback away, I think, from being a Super Bowl caliber team. The Jets have tried a lot of other things that come with risk, and none of them have worked. They've taken quarterbacks in the top three of the draft twice in the last 5 years. One of them is no longer on the roster, and the other one of them is only no longer on the roster because no one would even consider taking him off their hands. He's headed towards being one of the biggest busts in NFL history. So everything comes with some risk. There is clearly risk involved in this, but I'll live with the risk that comes with the potential upside that he does. Look, the safe thing to do here for the Jets would have been to sign Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr, and I think it's pretty safe to say they could have gone 10-7 with those guys. But then you find yourself in Kansas City in January staring at Patrick Mahomes and you don't have a guy. Well, now, if you wind up playing Kansas City or Cincinnati or Buffalo in a playoff game, you walk in there with a guy who thinks he's the best quarterback in the building, and on the right day, he's right. And that's something the Jets, frankly, have not had since Joe Namath was their quarterback. Let's try it this way. Nothing else we've done for 50 years has worked. Let's try it this way and see if this risk wound up being worth taking.
Mike Greenberg joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning on ESPN Milwaukee. Greeny, I can tell you this. A hacked off Aaron Rodgers is a brilliant Aaron Rodgers. He plays so well, as you know from the back-to-back MVP seasons that he posted here in Green Bay. When he feels slighted, when he feels like he has something to prove, do you feel like that will take this Jets team to the next level? Because you're right, there is a great article on The Ringer this morning about the decline of skills, especially from a mobility standpoint, and it concludes with a line that's like, Aaron Rodgers is no longer the guy who can single-handedly elevate a roster. The good news is, as you know, Jets have a hell of a roster. So do you feel like you're getting this great version of Aaron Rodgers because he feels like he's been slighted by the Green Bay Packers?
I hope so. And it is my stated goal to annoy him all year. Like, I'm going to try and make him angry every single week. An aggrieved Aaron is the best Aaron. And I think that is true of most of the great ones. You know, I began my career in Chicago covering Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan found just completely pointless, meaningless, candidly fabricated reasons to be angry at people. And I think that that is what the great ones do. And it is one of the reasons they become great. And so, yes, I think Rodgers has something to prove. He's coming. Look, the last time he got really mad, he went on a 2-year scorched earth tour and was a back-to-back MVP. I am hoping we will get that. But I think that the last part of what you said there is also maybe the most important part. Rodgers is coming to a place, and look, he's a lot of things, but my sense of him, and you guys probably know him better than I do, I think he's very smart. I mean, he's no one is accusing him of being dumb. I think he is picking the Jets for a reason, for exactly the reason you just gave. He doesn't need to carry this team. He needs to... You know, the term game manager is a terrible one because it sounds like something anyone could do. He needs to show up and not make big mistakes, which their quarterbacks last year did repeatedly. And the one thing Rodgers doesn't do is throw interceptions ever. And he needs to make a few spectacular plays a game. But he's got a defense that can carry this team. He's got outstanding offensive skill position talent. Their big job right now is to remake their offensive line. They had some injury there last year. They need some people on the offensive line. But if they put that together, then Rodgers doesn't have to be, you know, the Aaron Rodgers of 2011 in order to carry this team, I think, deep into the playoffs. I think he just has to be good. And I think he's clearly, well, let me put it this way. I sincerely hope he is still capable of being that.
Mike Greenberg joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Before we let you go, Greeny, I believe there was some legal changing of names. You started this segment with us telling us about your children. But yeah. Are your kids, do they now go by Sam and Darnold? And do we need to change that legally now to some version of Aaron Rodgers?
Many times. So, you know, my daughter is somewhat used to this. She was Darnold. She chose Darnold over Sam. Then she chose Wilson over Zach. And now she's going to be Aaron, and my son is going to be Rodgers. So his first name is going to be plural, and he's just going to have to live with it. Look, I mean, she's only 22. She hasn't had that much time to get used to her name, so I think she'll be all right changing it. And look, people think I'm kidding about this, but I am going to make an appointment. I have to wait till the trade is finalized. But once it is finalized, then, you know, we're going down to the DMV, and this is going to be a legal name change. We can't do this halfway. This is the best player we've ever had.
He's Mike Greenberg. You can, of course, watch him on ESPN's Get Up in just about 45 minutes from now. And, of course, on ESPN Greeny here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee every single day at noon. Greeny, we appreciate you taking the time this morning. We know you have a very busy day. Thanks for hanging out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My pleasure. Take care, guys.
He's Greeny. You're Chewy. Welcome to the show.
Who the hell is Montezuma? And I tell you what the hell did I ever do to him?
Are you sick?
I'm uncomfortable.
I think the more important question is, are you going to make us uncomfortable as the morning goes on?
Air fresheners?
Gotta crack the door? These windows don't crack open, big guy.
And we were having such a good day. It started out so well. Look, they brought balloons in here. I assume that because they're in Jets colors, green and white, that it is a celebration of Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets. Look, we'll be taking reaction and calls, your reaction all morning long on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, 800-990-3776. How are you feeling today? We asked you this yesterday. We asked you this on Monday as things started to move in this direction. And yes, this is not official just yet. But Chewy, what was your reaction yesterday to Aaron Rodgers saying on the record on Pat McAfee's show that he intends to play for the New York Jets in 2023?
He's trying to win the battle. That was clear. He's trying to win the battle against the Packers, make them look bad. I just don't know what their next move is. But I tell you what their best move is. They got the Jets right where they want them, right by the cojones. But they do. What do the Jets do? Say, no, we're not going to give up two first-round picks for them.
Yeah.
They have to do whatever they want.
That's not even the alleged price. That's not even the alleged, like, what they want for him. It's gone back and forth. They have had discussions about two first-round picks, but apparently that's not even the price.
I would sit on it. I don't think this draft is that great, especially for Packer needs. Now, a tight end, which they're going to get anyways, because they have a first-round pick.
God, I want that Michael Mayer kid so bad.
I would just sit there. Before the draft. Tell him and not budge at all. You know how crazy the Jets fans are going to go? And then coupled with that, I would wait till June, where the cap hit isn't as bad. The rush? There's
no
rush.
You spread it out over. You still got to pay the money.
I know, but there's no rush.
Spread out over 2 years.
Would you rush?
No, but there does come a point where you lose kind of leverage as well, because you have made it perfectly clear that you don't want him back either.
An awful lot of people threw around that L word yesterday, so let's continue that conversation. Who has the leverage in this situation now? Aaron Rodgers says he wants to go to the New York Jets. By all accounts, we believe that the Packers want to send him to the Jets. We know the Jets are desperate for Aaron Rodgers, so who has the leverage in this deal? We debate that right after this.
Lucky. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just jump on it.
That's what he did.
Jump on it. Slow down. On 94.5 ESPN.
This team has more talent than that team did. And I think, and I could be wrong, of course, but I think Rodgers at this moment has more left than Favre had then. So I'm very optimistic, and am I more excited? Yes, although I'm not 100% sure that if you had asked me then, I wouldn't have told you that was the best moment of my life.
That's Mike Greenberg, who joined Jen, Gabe, and Chewy about 20 minutes ago, discussing his excitement at the announcement yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show that Aaron Rodgers does, in fact, want to play in the upcoming season and wants to play for the New York Jets. I'm trying to save my voice as much as possible.
Yeah.
Like I was shouting yesterday, like with glee, perhaps, that I was like excited about these developments, like that after, I was like, ah!
Yeah, like 1 o'clock yesterday. Were you just taking laps around your house, just yelling like that?
Yes, I was dancing around my house as well.
Well, like, you were yelling on text. I didn't know that was possible.
I was yelling on text, and we'll get to that as the morning goes on. No, well, we all went through a bit of an emotional roller coaster, didn't we? Because Rodgers was on the McAfee Show yesterday, and he came right out and said there's not going to be any announcement today, and then, of course, made the announcement that his plans are to play for the New York Jets, so that was wild. But then it seemed for a very long time that Rodgers was measured and logical, kept mentioning how he wasn't a victim. As we have come to know with Aaron Rodgers, the longer you let him unspool, he will certainly show his true colors, right? I think he goes into every single media appearance trying to be a certain way, and then he kind of gets comfortable, and then it's kind of like, enough of that. Let me take some pot shots at people, which he eventually did, which we will get to as the show goes on. But for the most part, I thought, like he was saying, I'm not a victim. Green Bay wants to move on. I get it. It's a business. All of those things sound really good, Gabe, and that's why I was like, oh, he's handling this obscenely well.
Yeah. Oh, Jordan's going to be ready. Jordan's going to be great. I understand why they would want to have Jordan. Again, didn't seem very understanding about why the Packers would want to be ready and have things in place in case he decided he didn't want to play for the Packers. But, you know, we can leave that one away. But yeah, the first, what, 20, 25 minutes? Loves the city, was calling out people and businesses by name up in Green Bay. This is what I'm going to miss. Love my time there. Grew up there. Fantastic place. And, yeah, then we got to the Schefter and Diana Rossini parts.
Out of the four players, the four players being Murphy, Goody, LaFleur, and Russ Ball. I don't know how much Russ Ball's involved.
Okay.
How many wanted him out? Was it unanimous?
Do you think
LaFleur still wanted him out, even though he...
I think LaFleur wanted him.
I think LaFleur falls in line.
Ultimately he falls in line.
Yeah.
But I think if you were to just pull them and go, hey, your answer's not leaving this room, my guess is you would have wanted
him. I don't know if I want that in a coach. Doesn't show a lot of confidence. I mean, if the guy doesn't want to run his system, if he didn't want to run my system, I'd say, well, run in my system or you're out of here. Right? It gave him way too much damn power.
But isn't this a cautionary tale for the New York Jets, right? If you're the New York Jets
yes.
and you want to be a part of this Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes and you want to land the big fish, don't you need to be acutely aware of all of these little nuances, of all of these things? I mean, we talked to Greeny a few moments ago, and he said he's directly aware, he's clearly aware of some of the challenges of working with Aaron Rodgers. And there's a great article in The Ringer put it out this morning, talking about, or actually this is The Washington Post. I mentioned The Ringer article when we were with Greeny about maybe Rodgers, it says, what version of Rodgers are they getting, essentially? What version of Aaron Rodgers are the New York Jets getting? But there's an article in The Washington Post this morning that talks about how Rodgers needs freedom, but he also needs guardrails. He requires some coddling, but he can be coached hard and convinced to respect a team build philosophy if an organization has a sound approach. Do you feel confident that the Jets have that sort of sound approach, especially when it feels like right now, or at least to this point, they've been willing to bend over backwards to give the guy whatever he wants?
I don't agree with that one bit. I don't think he's coachable. I think it's his way or the highway. I think he talks under his breath. Let me tell you what. This is how it worked with Mike and Brett, okay? They would watch film together. The quarterbacks were the only ones that would watch film separately. No, that's wrong.
Hold on, you want to take five here?
Yeah. Holmgren is the only one that would watch film with the quarterbacks. He wouldn't watch. He never came into the tight end, receiver, nothing. Okay? So say there's a bad game. Mike would sit in there and rip Brett, tear him, right? And you just got to sit there and take it, which Rodgers I don't think can do. Can't do that with him. Are you kidding me?
My bet is
critique
you could...
Critique him?
Well, but so here's the thing. Holmgren could do that. Could Sherman have done that?
I wasn't there.
Doesn't that come down to respect, right?
But my guess is Mike Sherman, just based on who he was,
yes.
from my public perception as a coach,
yes.
was not as much of a hard ass as Holmgren.
But I don't think Brett's as big a doucher as Rodgers.
But I'm just saying, once you get to that end, my guess is Sherman wasn't coaching Brett hard and couldn't coach Brett hard. Dude had his own locker room.
Yeah.
Kind of got to do whatever he wanted.
So when they got done watching that film, then they would game plan for the next week. They'd just preliminary start the game plan, and Holmgren would say, okay, Brett, this is what they run. A lot of three, a lot of cloud, a lot of this. What do you like? After he just ripped them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the relationship you need in order to be successful. I cannot see for 2 seconds Rodgers, after getting his tail ripped, sitting there and going, well, I like this, and I like that, and I like that. He'd sit there and pout like a little baby.
Yeah, no, he's going to install whatever Hackett installs.
Yes.
Rodgers is going to have a big hand in that.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes you're wrong.
Well, he's not.
Well, of course he's not.
But I just think it's so important to establish the hierarchy from the jump. See, part of the issue that they had
Aaron Rodgers is up here. Then,
but I think that can be problematic.
Okay.
Part of the issue they had in Green Bay was the timeline. Part of the issue was that Rodgers was there and LaFleur came in.
Yeah.
Right. So there was an established hierarchy of I've been here. You're the new kid. You need to win me over. Right. And again, in most places, you would think that the hierarchy is the head coach is above all of the players. And this is going to be challenging for any aging player who is in that greatness realm, because he's the same age as all of these coaches at this point. He's older than some of the coaches. Like, that's what's crazy at this point. So, like, from an age standpoint, I feel like he's always going to feel. From an intelligence standpoint, he's always going to feel. From an experience standpoint, he's always going to feel that he's better than the people who are coaching him.
And the crazy part is he wanted to run this offense, the Matt LaFleur offense. Like Jason, how many times has Jason told the story of back in 2017, 18, whatever it was before LaFleur got here, and there was a Thursday night game between the Rams and Vikings that just was a light them up 38-31 final. Rams are just getting wide open receivers all over the place, and the locker room was buzzing the next day in Green Bay about, oh man. And Rodgers even said that would be a fun offense to play in.
Yeah,
offense made its way here, and eventually he tried to morph it with what also he wanted to do.
But then when things go south, he's the blamer. Look what he did with McCarthy. He sucks. Get him out of here. We beat the Bills 17-0. Our offense is terrible. Never his fault. What's he doing with LaFleur? The exact same thing. You don't think this is going to happen with the Jets? They're hung over like buffaloes in Green Bay today because they're happy he's gone.
Well, I mean, hopefully they didn't drink too hard. They still have to hammer out a deal.
Oh, I had a good point, and it went away.
Damn it.
Too early.
With the Buffaloes?
No.
Maybe it'll come back in the 7 o'clock
really
hour when you're used to being on
no,
the
but, No, but here it was. I found it. Ooh, we should do more shows instead.
No, not.
This is what ticked the Packers off. When you make a big purchase, right? When you purchase a car, right? Or an expensive car, which is essentially what they did, right? And then something goes wrong with the car, you know, the dealership doesn't want, oh, we already got the cash. What the hell do we care? Well, our next opening is 4 months from now to get you in. That's what they're pissed at. The guy put no effort into making this team better. And for all those people that says mini camps and things don't matter, you never played the game, okay? You never played the game because they do matter. And it showed on the field, especially with young players. It might not mean as much with older veteran players who have figured this thing out, but with young players, are you kidding me? They're so lost, they don't know what they're doing. He got his cash, and that was it.
Do you expect Aaron Rodgers to show up to the offseason workouts for the New York Jets?
Yeah, you know why, Jen? For spite.
Oh, 100%. This whole thing's for spite now.
For spite.
But... is he going to be traded by then?
Well, that's a very good point. And also on the Colin Cowherd podcast yesterday that I was listening to, Colin was referencing and he was saying that he knows people who knew that he was all hacked off about the wish list report, that he has things planned. He's got all of his things planned in the offseason already. He's going to this place and going to that place, much like the darkness retreat was planned well in advance. He's got things. I don't think... Cowherd came out and said point blank that he will not be at the offseason workouts, but he certainly made it seem that way. He certainly made it seem, even referencing offseason workouts, that Rodgers already's got stuff on the calendar that would interfere with doing that. Now, maybe he changes it because, like you said, Chu, he's going to do all the things with his new girlfriend that he never did with his old girlfriend because
well, he used to
didn't
do
work
with
out with the old girlfriend.
And then, you know,
and
things just
stopped.
Got stale and
tossing salads.
No.
Okay.
Still no.
I don't think anybody's tossing any salads.
Why? Unless you do this at 6. I've been up since 3. Stop. Please.
That's a shame.
We're talking about leverage and who has it in the Green Bay Packers, New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers saga. We'll talk about that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
When is it acceptable to go onto a reputable dating site? Not Banger or Sticker or whatever. When is it okay?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Like I said, it was leaning definitely towards retirement. That's what I felt like when the clock hit zero at Lambeau. That's why I wanted to walk off with Randall Cobb. That's just kind of what it felt like.
Well, I call baloney on that. 90%, Rodgers, 90%. You were 90% leaning towards retirement, and then something changed on Friday, and now you want to be a New York Jet? Either you want to play the game or you don't want to play the game. Like, that to me, 90% felt a little egregious.
I kind of believe it. I think he was...
he doth protest too much.
Well, again, like, he was at 90%. Somebody ticked him off, and that's all it takes.
Pew! Yeah. Soaring into the stratosphere.
Yeah, he left that... wisely, he left that 10% in case the Packers pissed him off. Somehow didn't understand the Packers deciding to, you know, field offers for him in case he didn't want to play for them and be ready for that inevitability, which now we're here.
So Adam Schefter yesterday was mentioned on the Pat McAfee show. Adam Schefter, who I'm watching right now on SportsCenter above us on the televisions here. Let's take a listen to what Adam Schefter had to say in response to the announcement that Aaron Rodgers does in fact want to play for the New York Jets in 2023. He was on NFL Live yesterday.
In recent years, there has been conversation in the Packers building that other quarterbacks like Matthew Stafford, like Russell Wilson, have gone for multiple ones. That's not what the Packers are asking, but that conversation has come up within their organization as something that should be considered.
Okay.
The Jets look at the model that Mike Tannenbaum helped create when he traded for Brett Favre, another great Packers quarterback. That was a conditional fourth-round pick. So you have the Packers wanting to extract maximum conversation. You have the Jets wanting to offer fair but minimal conversation. You have Aaron Rodgers wanting to go to the Jets. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers wants as many new resources for his new team as he can get. He doesn't want his former team that drafted his successor to go use the Jets draft capital when he wants it in New Jersey. And so now we have a standoff.
So this thing, Chewy, could go on for a while. Who has the leverage in this situation?
Packers. They can't use Brett as an example because there was no Tom Brady. There was no quarterback playing till 45. There was no quarterback at 44 who finished second in the MVP. It was a different game. Brett probably had his best year that year with the Vikings because of the rule changes.
I refuse to recognize that it is his best year.
It's a pretty good year, though.
Look.
Chew. You're wearing purple.
Don't do the thing where you don't you do are, the thing. It's where you take
wearing
the exit
purple.
Ramp. Don't do the thing.
Did I not get the memo? The Packers have the leverage.
But only for so long. If this drags out into June and he can actually start showing up and being disruptive, like the Jets can be patient too, I guess. If Rodgers already has these plans that you had mentioned that Colin Cowherd had said on his podcast that he's got plans to be here, there, and everywhere all over the globe because he loves to travel during the offseason. If he already has plans not to be at the Jets offseason, then they can be patient as well.
But they have to look at Wilson and Stafford. You have to still look at Wilson, even though he was terrible. I'm not saying they have to give up that, but they kind of got to meet in the middle somewhere.
No, but again, the difference being with Stafford, with Russell, Wilson, is the first thing that happened when those guys arrived at their new teams, the Rams and Broncos respectively, they got signed to massive extensions that were going to keep them there for multiple seasons.
And that's just not an option here. It just isn't.
Rodgers is year to year. That's the biggest thing here. Like you're only getting 1 year of Aaron Rodgers. That's all you're guaranteed. Maybe he plays a second year.
But that's not the Packers' problem. That's a Jet problem now. That's on them.
Well, but that's part of the Jets are going, if we're only getting them for 1 year, we're not sending you back to King's Ransom.
But then you make it conditional. You make it a conditional thing, right? Where if he plays for another year, then it slides. And he plays for another year, it slides. You get more compensation the longer he plays.
So Mike Florio just tweeted this out moments ago at Pro Football Talk on Twitter. I currently believe, but don't specifically know, the Packers want a first-round pick from the Jets this year and something in 2025 if Aaron Rodgers plays in 2024. So that would be
the
conditional.
So it would be the conditional.
But I mean,
so
they would still
want
hard first.
Or 1-4. I mean, that's fair. I mean, he's still, if he wants to play, he could play for another 4.
Probably.
Right?
Probably.
So that's the sell. You know? That's just negotiating. What do they say? Deadline spur action.
But there is no deadline here, is there?
The draft kind of is.
But it's not a hard deadline. Like the only hard deadline is the first game of the regular season.
But you don't want a first round draft pick the following year because they're going to be good.
I guess what I don't understand about this is I thought Woody Johnson was willing to
give up anything in order to get
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So you know what, Woody? Just go ahead. Make good on your word. Give them what they want. You get your guy, they get rid of their guy. Like, you can't go out there and act like you're in this desperate space and you're willing to pay whatever the price is and then back off of that. But again, probably, if I'm just like putting the two and two together now in my head, it's Roger saying no. Roger saying, no, don't do that. We need those weapons.
Yeah.
I need those weapons.
But this is a part of it. Okay? This is a part of getting Aaron Rodgers. He may only play for 1 year. Well, that's your problem now. Convince them to play 4. We're done. We're out.
We're done.
Yeah,
make
it. But again, that's the challenge. We're going to make it so great here, Aaron, that you want to stay. And the flip side of that coin is he starts to gain control. He starts to gain power. He starts to become a little more difficult to work with because he doesn't want to do things your way. He wants to do things his way. So again, to make things nice and cushy for Rodgers, you're basically giving up some of that power and the hierarchy that we were talking about.
But the Packers can't even bluff right now. They can't even bluff that they want him back because the president of the operation decided to go on television and say, yeah, we don't want him back.
What would bluffing do, though? Well, again, you're saying that it would drive the price up?
Well, like, yeah, you could. If the Packers stay in pat, they go, okay, then we'll just play with Aaron this year. You know, if the Jets are that desperate to want him, okay, we'll deal with Aaron. He'll be our quarterback this year. And then Jets probably go, well, I think they're bluffing, but are they bluffing? Can't really be sure. If the Packers say that now, they go, no, we know you're bluffing because you publicly stated you don't want
to. To me, the pressure is more about the money, though, Gabe. Less about like the sentiment and more about the money. What is the challenge of the Packers carrying Rodgers on the roster this year if they can't move him and Love on the roster this year with the fifth-year option? Like, that to me is where things get dicey.
You know,
and that's not even for 2023. That becomes a 2024 problem because
it would be great
of the money
for radio,
that gets exercised.
It'd be so good if they pivoted and said, we're going to go after Lamar. That would be wonderful.
The Jets?
Yes. What would happen?
I mean, they're kind of
what would happen with Green Bay?
Is that the leverage? Screwed. Is that the leverage, though, that the Jets have? Is that Lamar is still out there and they could give up those two first-round picks by giving an offer? Now, again, you're going to pay. But you're going to get him for longer than you have Rodgers, theoretically.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the leverage that the Jets think they have. Hey, we got another guy. He's just sitting there. Nobody's calling him. Nobody wants to pay it. But then why wouldn't you just pay it for Rodgers?
Because you'd have Lamar.
Because Lamar being
but you
younger.
Want Rodgers,
and...
But you want Rodgers, is my point. Like, you're going to pay a king's ransom in the two first-round picks and whatever the contract ends up being for Lamar, right? Because you got that whole situation where you got to make him an offer, then he's got to take it back to the Ravens, and the Ravens got to say yes or no, we'll match it.
Would you rather have Lamar for 10 or Rodgers for 3?
Who are you talking to right now?
You.
Literally everybody. Everybody wants Lamar. Lamar for 10 years over Rodgers for 1. Lamar for 10 years over Rodgers. It's
Jen?
Not even close.
Jen? I just want drama.
I would take Lamar for 6 months over Rodgers for any day.
I'd take Lamar right now over you, Chewy. What are you talking about?
What if the Packers pivoted
that
and got Lamar?
That wasn't very nice.
How sick would that be?
They'd have to give up on Jordan Love.
Who cares?
No, I'm just saying like that would be an admission of, we did this thing. It started the timeline for Rodgers. It created all of this drama.
And it ended up getting Lamar freaking Jackson.
For 2 first-round picks and a boatload of money.
I'd do it.
No.
You're thinking about it now. You're a hard no, but now you're starting to join me over here.
I don't think they could make it work.
No, they couldn't.
There's no way they could make it.
They could not make it
work. We're
going to
play with 8 against your 11.
Hey, man, football's a thing.
Yeah.
Not when the other team isn't playing.
Well, wait a second, guys.
Just let me live in my
now, disadvantage.
I would, to Gabe's point, I will say I'm now hearing in my head just wonderful, you know, calls on TV of Lamar to Lazard for a touchdown. Like, I'm just saying it could happen for the Jets. I'm hearing it.
Lamar to Lazar. Yeah, it's fine. It's all right.
Oh, no, it wasn't meant to be good. It's just I can hear it in my head now. It's going to happen.
Who has the leverage in the situation, Gabe?
I think ultimately the Jets do, because the Packers made it be known that they don't want him back. That's not plan A. The Jets could actually pivot. Like Chewy said, maybe they pivot to Lamar, or maybe they just bluff and go, all right, Zach Wilson isn't all that bad, and then everybody laughs at them. But they actually do have other options where they can try to pivot to, or even one of these other, you know, it's obviously not as good of an option, but some of these options that would be out there for Packers as potentially a backup quarterback. And that's the other thing. The Packers want to unload Aaron so they can open up roster spots. They can understand what their cap situation is if they end up giving more money to the Jets to help them. They want to start pursuing some of these guys for a backup quarterback, I would assume.
Well, it's a good thing that you mentioned that, because we're starting to see the backup quarterback, and for some of these teams, starter quarterback market dry up, right? Jacoby Brissett landed yesterday with Washington. Baker Mayfield landed with the Bucks. Andy Dalton to the Panthers. We talked about Taylor Heineke, who went to Atlanta the day before. Like, starting to be slim pickings out there when it comes to these quarterback options. Again, these names I mentioned sound nice for the Packers as a backup. For some of these teams out there, not these specific teams, but for some of the teams out there who are needing a quarterback, they're going to start grabbing the rest of the guys. And then what do the Jets do? And then what do the Packers do from a backup standpoint? I think there is some level of a deadline, and it's going to be how the market, how the quarterback market continues to shrink. 800-990-3776. That's our ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line. How are you feeling this morning? How do you feel about Rodgers' announcement yesterday that he wants to be a New York Jet? And do you believe him that he was 90% leaning towards retirement and then, whoop, something changed? Let us know, 800-990-3776. Gabe?
Ridgetop Exteriors provides the best quality roof, siding, windows, doors, expertly installed, and at an affordable price. If you have an exterior project to your home, that's really all you need to know. That there's a company out there in Ridgetop Exteriors that provides the best quality roofs, siding, windows, doors, expertly installed, all at an affordable price. But there's more when it comes to Ridgetop Exteriors because they consider customer service as their number one goal. They strive to exceed expectations of the homeowners they serve. Think about that. You have something big, something that's going to require, you know, a little bit of an investment in your home because you have an exterior project. You need a roof, siding, windows, doors. Well, you can go to a company that can do it expertly, have an affordable price, and treat you right because they consider customer service their number one goal. That's what Ridgetop Exteriors does. They look to strive to exceed the expectations of the homeowners they serve. Get a free estimate with Ridgetop Exteriors for your next project. Just go to their website, ridgetopexteriors.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy's.
But remember he said his birthday?
Yeah.
Maybe we get a little freaky.
Yeah. Like he's, everyone's like, oh, look at our horny little boy. We're so good for him. Like, everybody's so supportive of Giannis, they just kind of look past it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee, extended coverage after the announcement yesterday from Aaron Rodgers that he does indeed want to play in 2023, and he wants to play for the New York Jets. Reaction rolling in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. That number, 800-990-3776, 800-990-3776. If you want to weigh in on anything we are discussing on the show this morning, Dick Van Dyke sending a text early this morning saying, guys, everything's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. All good things come to an end, but love exists, and we are going to find out if he is good or not. Gabe, breathe, my brother. I believe he gave you that same text yesterday.
Well, again, we haven't gotten to the whole love portion of it, but that's where this whole thing becomes terrifying. Because for my entire life, the Packers have been a relevant football team, and I have no idea, zero inkling of what Jordan Love is. He might be really good. He might be really bad. And the uncertainty of that is quite possibly going to kill me unless the Bucks make a really deep run to distract me.
I think he's saying just enjoy it. Enjoy the ride.
Just let
enjoy
the
uncertainty.
Let the love in, Gabe.
You know?
Open your
Jordan
heart.
Jordan Love, of course, trending on Twitter this morning in a shocking development. Let's get out to Dan and Racine. Dan's been waiting patiently on the line. Good morning, Dan. How are you feeling today with the announcement from Aaron Rodgers yesterday that he wants to play for the New York Jets?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm perfectly fine with it. I've been waiting for this day for ever since Jordan Love got drafted. Let's face facts. Aaron hasn't been happy since Jordan's Love name was announced in the draft. He's always been pivoting. He's always been inkling whether if he's going to stay or go. And it's like, you know what? Fine. Go. Get it done with. Get it over with. And honestly, I don't think I've ever seen him as a leader on this team for quite a long time. And if he is a leader, he's only a leader to a select few on the team. I never hear him talking about anybody else on the team except only a handful of guys. I love the guy to death, but, you know, if he wants to go, just let him go. Just get it done with. Pull the trigger. Let's start Love. Let's see what he's made of and go from there. Matt Ryan's still on the block. He can make a great backup quarterback. He could even be a good coach for Jordan Love. Who knows? Everything's all up in the air at this point, but let's just take it one step at a time and see where we are.
Dan, appreciate the call.
LaFleur's got to kind of take back this team, though.
How hard is
Which
that?
I don't know how hard it's going to be.
I don't think it's that hard. I think, Chu, you tell me, but I always feel like guys want to be led.
They do, but, is Bakhtiari going to be an eye roller?
Is he going to be here?
Yes.
That's another good point. I don't know, but he has to take back the team. This is my team. This is my offense. We're going to do it my way. There's one voice on this team. It's me. And I don't know if players will fear him.
Do you need to? Do you need to fear the head coach?
I think.
In 2023, I just don't think of...
I just think you have to respect him and you have to believe that they know what they're doing.
Well, it's easy when you win. When you lose, it's tough, you know?
But again, what we were talking about yesterday is managing expectations.
Yes.
Managing the expectations for the 2023 Packers and saying, like, there's going to be a learning curve. And again, we famously point back to the Aaron Rodgers first year under center when they won 6 games. Like, give the guy a chance to cook.
The fans are the ones that have to be patient. And the tough part for the fans this upcoming year is when the Packers season is over, because they're not making playoffs.
Is it that tough?
To sit there and watch Rodgers in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
I think they didn't make the playoffs this year. I think that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like you're going from a 13-3, a 13-4 team to a 6-10,
but how many of those
team?
How many of those people, Jen, who say I love it, move on this, and then Packers go 5-12, and the Jets are in the second round of the playoff, and you hear the what a dumb move, they should have never got rid of him. That's going to happen.
But I am not getting that sentiment anymore, Chewy. I'm getting the sentiment from many Packers fans, not all, but many, that they recognize that it was time to move on, that the relationship had run its course.
But what if he goes deep? What if he goes to the AFC Championship game?
Rodgers having success in New York is not an indictment of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. We talked about this the other day. They're two totally independent.
They are, but
totally
I don't know if people can separate
independent situations.
It.
No, it just,
I mean?
They're an entirely different franchise. They have an owner. They are spending money. They have people. They are putting pieces around. Like, it's totally different. And I think you're right, Chewy. People are going to look at it and think, ugh. They're having success. Why couldn't we have had success?
Yeah.
And
but
I think it would be a long list of,
especially if Jordan Love struggles this year and Aaron Rodgers goes and has success.
That's what they got to fight.
Ooh, time will be ticking on Goody, because then you go from drafting Jordan Love to trading away Davante Adams to trading away Aaron Rodgers to your team missing the playoffs to Aaron Rodgers having success. That's a lot of things to stack up against the guy who made all the decisions.
I think it's convenient conflation. We got to take a break. Be right back after this.